TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. After serving as mayor of Clark for over 20 years, prosecutors say Sal Bonaccorso is stepping down, admitting that he used town workers to run his private business. State Attorney General Matt Plotkin says the 64-year-old Republican is permanently barred from any public office or employment in the future as part of his plea deal. Bonaccorso had faced charges of misconduct and forgery for using town staff in his landscaping and underground tank removal business. Don't count on a break at the gas pump anytime soon. Right now, the average price is floating around $3 a gallon for regular.
New Jersey gas prices will likely spend most of 2025 above the $3 mark, says Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy.
Gas prices usually start the year rather low. They start to go up in February as the winter eases.
Then it could be another 8 to 9 months before the price of a gallon dips below $3 again. DeHaan says there are some wild cards, including the uncertainty surrounding a new administration later this month.
Having a president that is saying a lot of different things, and it's hard to know if he means them or not.
Dean Alfalamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And two kosher supermarkets will open in the spots of two Stop and Shop grocery stores that closed last year in Ocean and Monmouth counties. Gourmet Glatt is set to open this year in Bennett Mills Plaza in Jackson, while the second is planned at a storefront on Route 9 in Howell. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Staying frigid for the weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Here's the bottom line for tomorrow's storm system flyby. It's a low-impact winter weather event for New Jersey. Most of the state looking at a coating to an inch of accumulation, maybe up to 2 inches in South Jersey. That's not exactly no impact. If you're out and about tomorrow, you may encounter a few hours of slippery roads and reduced visibility. Stay alert and be careful. Tonight, cloudy and cold with a chance of a snow shower after midnight. Low temperatures dip into the mid-20s. Light snow tomorrow morning, then clearing through the afternoon with a stiff breeze kicking in. Highs tomorrow, mid-30s. Sunday looks like a nice January day. Sunny skies with highs around 40. Partly sunny and again near 40 degrees on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union and Long Branch are both 39 degrees, Vineland 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.